he drives a nice Ford Explosion. It's pretty cool. But we are expecting him in the Hatlanta area on the 19th of DCM break.
Now, I'm very interested in knowing where the hat came from. I understand that's what he calls the parents, but I want to know why they're called hats. I've only been listening to him since late July. And I think I've listened to every episode since then. I pretty much catch it every day. But I don't understand where the hat comes from.
I don't know exactly how he, like, why he came up with that. But that's what he's always considered them as, is the hats. I guess it's where he...
Maybe his mama and his daddy wear a hat to church or something?
Probably not.
Okay.
But we can go there. We can say that.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
We are expecting him in the Hatlanta area.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1120 of the BFO for Monday, the 14th of May, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, I'm going to review the weekend because y'all, Big Fatty did lots of them. Big Fatty, you won Eagle Beaver and Eagle Beaver.
M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old.
She's growing old.
T is for the tears were shed to save me. H is for her heart of purest gold.
Purest gold.
E is for her eyes with love light shining. R means right, and right she'll always be, always be. Put them all together, they spell mother, a word that means the world to me.
Hello, mothers! Big Fatty, that's not how you spell it. It's not spelled M-U-T-H-A. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, let me tell you. Let me tell you, I'm recording this on Mother's Day, so, y'all, we're gonna have a little Mother's Day theme to it today. I know you'll be hearing it a little late, except for a few of you sneaky ones, and you know who you am. Yes, Big Fatty, they know who they am. But, anyway, y'all haven't called the hats yet, but y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the, gay country boy, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T. No! That's Wes and George. George in Atlanta. Y'all, they were talking about Big Fatty coming to Hatlanta last grandma. But y'all, Big Fatty has got another trip to Hatlanta at the end of next week, and there'll be more about that a little bit later. You know, but I will not have a chance. I will not have an opportunity to meet any listeners or friends over there because y'all, this is a trip that is strictly going to Hatville. And George, you should, and I know you probably understand the reason I call them the hats by now. But if you still don't understand, call into the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty, he should call in and ask Big Fatty. So anyway, so I'm not going to answer that question for you right now, y'all. Since it is a Mother's Day special, y'all. First of all, I hope if you have a relationship with your mother. And that she is still living. I hope that you remember to call her or send a little something. Big Fatty, send a card. And y'all, that is some buffalo chicken wings. But y'all, I have a little something here that I want to read to you. And I know that Hat M is going to be thrilled that I'm going to read to you. But y'all, it is a Mother's Day theme, and y'all, I'd like to just take a moment and read this to you. You may want to jot some of these down and see how many of these apply to you and your mother, Big Freddy. Y'all, it's entitled I Owe My Mother. And I don't know, there's probably a couple of dozen of these things. My mother taught me to appreciate a job well done. Now, y'all, these are the lessons that are learned. And then there will be a quote as to what your mother said that taught you this lesson. Okay, so my mother taught me to appreciate a job well done. If you're gonna kill each other, do it outside. I just finished cleaning. Y'all, let me tell you, the Hatterina said that. My mother taught me religion. You better pray that that'll come out of the carpet. Y'all, if I heard it once, I heard it twice. My mother taught me about time travel. If you don't straighten up, I'm gonna knock you into the middle of next week. Y'all, this was a time when your mama would send you out to get a switch. Get a switch. Bring me a switch. Bring me the switch of the Wicked Witch. Big Fanny, that's silly. My mother taught me logic. Because I said so. That's why. Big Fanny, you heard that one. My mother taught me more logic. If you fall out of that swing and break your neck, you're not going to the store with me. My mother taught me foresight. Make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. Big Fanny, you have accidents. My mother taught me irony. Keep crying. I'll give you something to cry about. My mother taught me about the science of osmosis. Shut your mouth and eat your supper. Big Fanny. My mother taught me about contortionism. Will you look at that dirt on the back of your neck? Big Freddy. My mother taught me about stamina. You just sit there until all that spinach is gone. My mother taught me about weather. Now, this room of yours looks as if a tornado went through it. My mother taught me about hypocrisy. If I told you once, I told you a million times. Don't exaggerate. My mother taught me the circle of life. I brought you into this world and I can take you out. My mother taught me about behavior modification. Stop acting like your father. My mother taught me about envy. There are millions of less fortunate children in this world who don't have wonderful parents like you do. My mother taught me about anticipation. Just you wait till we get home. My mother taught me about receiving. You are going to get it when you get home. My mother taught me medical science. If you don't stop crossing your eyes, they're going to get stuck that way. My mother taught me ESP. Put your sweater on. Don't you think I know when you are cold? My mother taught me humor. When that lawnmower cuts you off your toes, don't come running to me. My mother taught me how to become an adult. If you don't eat your vegetables, you'll never grow up. My mother taught me genetics. You're just like your father. My mother taught me about my roots. Shut that door behind you. Do you think you were born in a barn? My mother taught me wisdom. When you get to be my age, you'll understand. And my favorite, my mother taught me about justice. One day you'll have kids, and I hope they turn out just like you. Only you folks my age will understand these profound statements. But there is one missing from this list, and this is my personal all-time favorite. My mother taught me about choice. Do you want me to stop this guy? Y'all, I can hear my mother. And I'm sure many of you can hear your mother saying many of those things. So, y'all, a salute to all mothers and mothers. Big Fanny, please, you have mothered us out. Move on and tell us about your mother of a weekend.
Gussie, y'all, Friday in the coal mine. Y'all, it was a pretty good day. Larry Clyde wasn't there. He was, I think he went and did something with his mother. Friday night, y'all, I was a sloth. I was just a sloth, y'all. I laid down, and I watched some TV on the TV machine, and y'all just didn't really do a whole lot of anything, but y'all, I may not put it on Saturday, y'all, because Saturday, I got up and I was doing some little things here around the Fat Cave, and y'all, my TV, I've had it almost 2 years now, or right at 2 years. Is it 2 years? Yes, yes. I've noticed, and it's probably because I'm getting older, but I've noticed that I've had trouble hearing on different TV programs. I've had trouble, and they generally on the Fox Network, y'all, on the Fox, not the Fox News, the Fox Network. I just have trouble hearing some of the things that they're saying. So y'all, I had a stereophonic unit in my love chamber, and I decided, well, Big Freddy, why don't you see if you can hook up your TV machine and those stereophonic speakers and get a richer sound. And so y'all, I pulled the stereophonic machine out, it had one of those CD player. Yes, McFaddy. So y'all, I brought it in and I found the instruction book. Y'all can't believe I found the instruction book for the TV machine. And y'all, I had the appropriate cords to do it. And y'all, I hooked it up. And y'all, I have really good sound now. Y'all, I can sit in the other room at the computer and watch the TV machine and hear it without any problem. But y'all, it's not overpowering or anything like that. So y'all, I was just real proud of myself. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. When I pulled that stereophonic machine out, y'all, I hadn't moved that thing in years. And y'all, there must have been 15 years of dust behind it. Big Freddy! But anyway, I did that, and y'all, then I went through my closet. And y'all, I've decided that I'm going to get rid of my 36 waist trousers, my capris, if you will, Big Freddy. My clam diggers. And so y'all, I went through and I pulled all of the 36s out, because y'all, I've worn the 36s here recently, and y'all, they start to fall off a Big Fatty. They just fall off a Big Fatty, even though, you know, pants lie. They lie. But so y'all, I put them in some bags and prepared them to take to the Goodwill. And y'all, after I did that, I went through and I pulled out all the large shirts, because y'all, they're just swallowing me. So I pulled them out. And y'all, I'm almost ashamed to say that y'all, I only have 3 pair of dress pants that I can wear to work. Three pairs of dungarees of the denims. I only have 3 pairs of the denims that are fitting Big Fatty now. So y'all, I'm gonna have to hope that I get a 30% off coupon for the colds here pretty soon. But anyway, so then on Saturday night, y'all went out to the and visited with Granny and Miss Porter. Y'all, we had the bartender bought us all a shot, and y'all, it was called a payday. And y'all, it had they salted the cup, the edge of the cup, and y'all, then it had like a nutty peanut buttery liqueur. I don't know what all it was. But y'all, it was absolutely delicious, and with that salt on the edge of the cup, y'all, it tasted like one of those payday candy bars. And y'all, when I was sitting there talking to Granny and Miss Porter, y'all, a little subject came up. But before I talk about it, we got to do this. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we're sitting there talking, and Miss Porter nonchalantly, well, we had to call the EMS on Thursday. I went, excuse me? Y'all, I didn't know anything about this. You know, we went out and we had supper on Wednesday evening with Granny and Miss Porter at the Scarlet Crush Station, and I went, well, okay, well, tell me what happened. Well, evidently, Granny got up Thursday morning, and y'all, he was going around getting ready for work, and y'all, he came in and he sat down on the bed and he leaned back, and y'all, then he couldn't sit up. He just couldn't sit up, and he turned his head. Oh, he couldn't. Y'all, Miss Porter thought he was having some kind of stroke or something. But evidently, and Granny goes, I think you better call the EMS. So, y'all, they called the EMS, and they brought the chair stretcher into their house and carried Granny out and took him to the hospital. Y'all, he's got vertigo. Granny with vertigo. And, y'all, he had a little spell at work on Tuesday. Now, y'all, they didn't bother to think this was important for Big Fatty to know this. So, anyway, but he's evidently okay, and he's got to go see some sort of ear, nose, and throat doctor. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar when you say it. He's got to go see them sometime this week and all that. So, y'all, you know, there was one time when Granny decided he was going to kill himself before he was 60. Now, y'all, we're not sure he's going to make it to 60. So, anyway, did that. Big Fatty came home. Y'all, I slept well. Because we had another one of those paydays before Big Fatty left, and I had two Tanqueray and tonics. Y'all, Big Fatty was feeling no pain when he got home, but got home safely, he did. And then on Sunday, y'all, I got up Sunday morning, and I went to the Sam's Club. I needed to get a couple of items out there, and then I went to the Vons East. And y'all, I'm about to run out of time. I'm not going to be able to tell you about the coupon. I'll save that for tomorrow. You know what? Big Freddy, you do have time. You hear that? Ha ha, y'all. I went to the Vons East. I spent $41.94, and I saved $10.80. And, y'all, just got a few little things, but I had some good coupons and all. Then I went over to the Whole Foods, and that is spelled with a W, y'all. And, I got me a bucket of wings, another bucket of wings, bucket of wings, bucket of wings, but I got the buffalo style this time. And, a few other little things, some fruit and good stuff like that. And so, oh, dear gosh-y. And, y'all, then I have straightened up my desk here in the podcasting studio here in the Fat Cave. So, y'all, I just feel like I've done really well. Now, y'all, if there are any celebrations of exiting the birth canal for today, I did not receive an e-letter from the assistant or anyone else as far as that goes. Telling me what those were. So if there are, I'll have to catch up. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday. And Big Fatty will be back next time when we hear Wes say.
We are expecting him in the Atlanta area.
Yes, on the 25th through the 28th.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.